This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean thank you so much for being with me. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things that you can do up on the website. Later on this hour, we're going to be joined by John Leboutelier. John is was a congressman. He's also a pundit, and you see him on Fox on a regular basis. And John's got his pulse on what is taking place in Washington. However, we were on two different sides of this issue with Trump. You know, big deal. Hey, head up to the website too. You want to buy my book? All right, I need a couple new shirts. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. Comes in several versions, you know. One has got color illustrations on the inside. If you don't care about color, you're colorblind, you go to black and white. So you won't care about that either. You know what I'm saying? But I think you'll enjoy it very much. If you like what you hear on the show, you'll definitely like what you will read in the book. And it's an easy read, people. It's not that hard. Not a big deal. All right? Now, somebody sent me this in the first episode. I thought it was kind of cool. And the guy... He's a protester. Oh, I don't even know how to say it. Protesting the protesters. Take a listen. I don't know if some of you have heard this or not.
Talk about these protesting college kids. Good for you. Great job exercising your First Amendment rights. Well, now I'm going to exercise mine. What are you protesting? The American political process? The Electoral College? The Constitution? No. You just didn't get your way. Get back into Starbucks and yell about your latte order getting messed up. Maybe go back to class. Start with Civics 101. Yeah, I remember when I was in college and thought I knew everything, too. Look, I blame my generation. Yes, my generation. Because these whiny college kids... They're our kids. They're our responsibility. You see, our baby boomer parents, they worked hard, and in many cases, they became wealthy. It took them years to accomplish that. Many of them worked so hard, they forgot they had kids that needed discipline, so discipline began to fade away. My generation, their kids, Generation X, came along, and we were spoiled rotten. We got stuff instead of quality time. We got our way. We got out of college thinking the world owed us something. Immediately, we thought we deserved to be successful right now and on par with the 30-year accomplishments of our parents, and we weren't, and we became disillusioned. Then we had millennial babies. Oh, they never know failure. We wouldn't allow it. These wondrous miracles that could do no wrong, that deserved the best in comfort, luxury, and gaming systems. They needed the fastest internet and constant praise and a trophy for everything they sucked at. The latest and greatest for my babies. They didn't just want it. They deserved it.
You know, I got to stop him here. I mean, I'm gonna play more of this, but... I think I told you guys this story. I went to pick up my granddaughter at school. At elementary school, people. Kindergarten through sixth grade. Elementary school, right? And I'm telling you the truth. When little Johnny, and I don't know how old he is, but the backpack was about as big as he was. When little Johnny came out of the room, came out of the class, and he had his backpack, and he whips his backpack around, and he pulls out his cell phone. Yeah, are you hearing me? Cell phone. And he calls his mom on his iPhone. Now, I don't know. It might have been an iPhone 4 or 3 or 1. I don't know. I'm not an iPhone aficionado. But I want to make it clear. We're not in Beverly Hills. I don't live in Beverly Hills, okay? where that's just a drop in the bucket. But an elementary school child pulled an iPhone out of his backpack and called his mom. Let that sink in.
This generation even wants emotional things. We need to feel right about our world, and if it doesn't make me emotionally satisfied, there must be something wrong with it. So now we've got our coddled protesters curled up in their college cry zones. How can I be expected to take a test when I really don't feel good about reality? I'm sorry your daddy called you princess, baby, because you're not one. Daddy lied. What do you expect from kids that grew up warping their brains watching The Wiggles? Fruit salad. Listen, pumpkin spice, going to class is a privilege, not a right. Your education, while not really preparing you for a lot of what's headed your way in life, isn't free. And I'm guessing mommy and daddy pays the bills. So here's an idea. Why don't you just quit school, go get a job and some health insurance, and live happily ever after? That's right. The folks you're protesting for have made those things virtually impossible, and you have no marketable skills. So get back to class, snowflake, while the rest of us fix this. Now, kids, for our next class, we're going to teach you how you can't call a person that married a foreigner a xenophobe. Love y'all. God bless. Here's a Facebook post.
This is great. For me, this is perfect. And it kind of wraps it all up quickly, doesn't it? I mean, come on, guys, seriously. We have raised this group of people. I've been telling you that for months, weeks, whatever. And I keep telling you, we got to stop this. We got to stop this mindset, if you would. You're going to have to deal with these kids. You're going to have to deal with your kids, because you know what? If you've raised one of these snowflakes, guess what they're going to raise? And if you think it's okay just because the snowflake was your child, because your child doesn't do anything wrong, right? Come on, give it some thought here. If you're gonna tell me your child doesn't do anything wrong, then you're the problem. Every kid, every person does something wrong. So you need to work on your children. You really do. You need to work on your children to make sure they understand what's going on, to make sure they understand what you're up against, to make sure they understand what they're doing to their kids. Because every generation, it seems, in the last two or three generations, somehow it keeps getting worse. It shouldn't, but it does. I do not know how you do it. Listen, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live. Listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. Also, you can buy my book. I know I started off that way, but get over yourselves. I need you to buy the book. I told you, I need some shirts. You know what I'm saying? Hey, coming up, John LeBoutelier, don't go far. You're going to love this guy. He knows what's going on in Washington. He's going to tell you what's coming down over the next few months, in the next 100 days, maybe even for the next year.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one on suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation. Look, our hearts and prayers go out to, what have we had? We've had four police officers shot in a relatively short period of time. That puts the police shooting rate at close to 80% higher than it was last year. And you know, I did a whole piece on this. I'm going to pull it back up later on, about how they play around with these numbers so they don't look so bad. But we do have a problem. We have a real issue with our men in blue. Yes, our men in blue, I don't care what skin color they are, our men in blue getting killed for no reason. A police officer is giving a speeding ticket to someone, and someone pulls up, shoots them twice in the head, and drives on like they're on their way to get a cup of coffee. This is just craziness, people. This is just ridiculous. So our hearts and prayers go out to those police officers, their families, and the policemen now who are on triple high alert. I can only imagine what their nerves are like out there protecting us, protecting some of us morons out there. Anyway, let me get right to it. I've got former U.S. Congressman, political commentator, conservative pundit, and author of Harvard Hates America, John LeBoutelier. John, thanks for joining me today.
Joe, thanks for having me back. Good to talk to you again.
Now, we talked before the election, and I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but I don't think you were so sure that Mr. Trump was going to win this. And were you surprised?
I was not, and neither was Trump, by the way. No one was sure he was going to win. And anybody who sits here today and says, oh, I always knew he was going to win, is full of it. This was a close race that went back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, Trump won, but he won despite a million mistakes that he made and
sure.
stupid things he said. And no one could have anticipated any of it, including the Comey letter, which came out of nowhere.
Right.
And anyway, yeah, so I was very surprised, and I'm happily surprised because it's the end of the Clintons, thank God. And we don't have to deal with that stuff anymore, ever again.
John, do you really think they're – I mean, I can't see them getting any more money because they basically have no political clout. You want to talk about a swamp being drained, you know, that Pelosi's going to be gone. You don't think they're going to put her back in as a minority leader, do you?
That I don't know. I mean, this guy, Ryan from Ohio, is running against her. If I had to bet, I would bet Pelosi gets another term as the minority leader because
really?
She's a lefty. What's left in the House, Democrats, are all left-wingers. And I think they shouldn't give her to her. They should wash their hands of all the old stuff, including her.
Yep, I agree.
But I have a feeling that she'll hang on.
So, every time these cycles, and we talked about this last time, too, every time these cycles happen, these presidential cycles, congressional cycles, we always hear about how the Republican Party is in a shambles, it's in a mess, it's going to have to rethink itself. Isn't this interesting? The Democrat Party is now in a shambles, it's in a mess, and I love their leaders coming out. It's almost like they really don't know what happened. They have no clues of what went down. Are you surprised by that?
I'm never surprised at how incompetent the Democrats are. It really is an amazing thing. But you go back to 2 weeks ago, with a few votes in a few states, not many votes really, out of 120 million or whatever.
Right.
A few votes shift in a few states, and here's the result. Hillary wins the presidency, and they win the Senate. And suddenly things look different. If that's the case, then the Democrats have had a big year. The Republicans have been wiped out. They've lost the Senate. They've lost the White House. Then all of a sudden, the whole story is different. So the lesson is it only takes a few votes to change the trajectory of history. And the Democrats are at rock bottom now, nationally as a party.
Right.
And we, Republicans, are at the top where you have the House, the Senate, the White House, so many governorships and state houses. And it seems great, but I'm old enough now I can tell you, when one party has all the control, they often overreach.
Oh, sure.
And when the party is out of power, like the Democrats are, they sit there and they are forced to change if they want to get back in the game. And believe me, 2 and 4 years from now, it could be a whole different situation if we Republicans don't run it right.
I agree with you. I so agree with you. I was watching all the conversation leading up to it. I think you and I talked about this also, where Pelosi kept calling them the workers that were voting for Republicans. She called them the low information, the low educated. She refused to call them blue collar workers. I don't know if you saw Schumer's interview this weekend. They are trying to flip this whole thing that Donald Trump won on Democrat policies, on Democrat foundations, that he actually ran almost as a Democrat. Is this their way of making themselves feel good, or you think he's right?
I think they're delusional. I mean, they won. The Republicans won on an anti-elite, an anti-insider message, or in other words, an outsider's message is why he won. And if they'd run Bernie Sanders, they might have had a shot at this thing.
Really? You think so, huh?
Well, I think he would have run better than Hillary. Sure he would. Why not?
Yeah, no, I just, because I know, you know, you even people in the Democrat Party that I spoke with, some of them were having a hard heartburn with Bernie, and not because of Hillary, but because they felt he was too far left. And, you know, that's the other thing. And some of the Dems I spoke with, they really felt like the reason the party has let them down now is because they're too far left. They went too far left too fast. You think that's a true statement?
No. I don't think this year had any ideology. I think it was insider and outsider.
Really?
Change versus status quo. Yeah. Joe, go back a year and a half ago, summer 2015. The two hottest candidates right from the get-go were Bernie Sanders getting huge crowds. I remember in Bangor, Maine, 8,000 people, and they had to have an overthrow crowd. Another one up there, they had to change arenas because there were so many people. Then Trump got into it. Same thing started happening for him. The crowds and the enthusiasm were for the two outsiders who wanted to shake up the system. Hillary, meanwhile, Miss Insider, Miss Status Quo, Miss I don't want to change anything, she couldn't get 300 people to come to her events.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if the Democrats had listened to that, they might be controlling more on Capitol Hill and maybe the White House today. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that they don't see it. I mean, my piece this week is, frankly, is all about how delusional, as you put it, the Democrats are, how they don't see it. They lost the working class people. They lost lifelong Democrats whose dads were in the union. These people are in the union, and they voted for Donald Trump, and it wasn't because he was their favorite person. It was because they really were tired of the same old, and figured they'd give him a shot at bringing their jobs back. They've been hearing this for over a year, and they've done nothing to go down that road to ensure those people. When you looked at the flyover, the Republicans won middle America. Like, let's deal with that on the other side of the break. Got to go for a quick one. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. John LeBoutelier joins me. We'll be back in just a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Former U.S. Congressman, political commentator, conservative pundit, author of Harvard Hates America, John Labutlier. John, thanks for being with me today.
Joe, come on, it's my pleasure.
You're going to laugh at me, but I love your weekly show, but I can never remember the name of the weekly show. All I know is it's one of my three favorite people in politics. So tell people where they can find you every week.
Thank you, Joe. It's Political Insiders. And it's on every Sunday night, New York time, at 7:30 p.m. But not last night and not this coming weekend of Thanksgiving, but we're on.
It's on.
That's when we're on.
Yeah, and for my left friends that are listening to the show, you can put up with Fox for that one time period for John, because it's a great show, and you do get all sides. And you get, I'm sorry, but you get three sane sides. You know what I'm saying? Even though you've got Democrats there like Doug Schoen, I mean, you guys are sane. You're sane when it comes to politics. You're not the crazy right and the crazy left. And that's what I like about the show.
Yeah. You know? And it really works. Yeah, Pat Caddell is a lifelong Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Doug is a lifelong Democrat. I'm a lifelong conservative Republican. We end up agreeing more often than anybody could believe. And mostly what drives them as Democrats is they can't stand what their party's become. They don't like Obama. They didn't like Hillary. The Democrats have become a disaster, actually, and they've got to fix themselves if they ever want to get back into power. They used to be, when I was growing up, the Democrats were the party of the working man.
Right.
And they've lost that. They lost it to Nixon and to Reagan and now to Trump. And I don't know how they're going to get it back. I guess the only way they're going to get it back is if Trump and the Republicans do, like I said before, overreach and make a big mistake. And then the Democrats have to be sitting there as an acceptable alternative, which today they're not.
No. And again, you talked about it earlier, about how many gubernatorial seats that we got and you know, how many houses that we now control and what have you. And this was a big, not just this election, but the last couple. These have been big losses for the Democrats. But you're right. I mean, what's the chances of them actually changing their mindset and the way they do business? You've still got a lot of old-timers in the Dem Party.
I wouldn't hold my breath to see these guys change, you know. It's a funny thing. What is the Democratic Party today? It's made up of minorities, gays, public school union members in general, or union leaders anyway, not the members, liberal activists, obviously, as I said, gays and lesbians. But what is noticeably missing is the white middle class. That is the biggest block of voters in America still, and they've abandoned the Democrats. The blacks, the Hispanics, they've stayed. Indians, Asians, all the new immigrants, they go with the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a welcoming place anymore. Then if you look in Iowa, during the caucuses this past January, February, they polled Iowa Democrats, Joe, and 44% self-identified themselves as socialists.
Whoa.
That's how liberal the base of the Democratic Party is becoming.
But, John, part of that, when I've seen some of those interviews done, people, because they're as Nancy Pelosi put it, low-education voters, people think, and that, those are her words. I wrote a piece, and I said, don't get mad at me. This is what your chief wrote. She called blue-collar workers who vote for Republicans low-information voters, but they think that socialism means that we take care of our old people, that we take care of people in need, and that's thanks to our wonderful education system. But interesting, again, these are low. I don't even want to say information. I mean, they're not well schooled. I'm not going to call them stupid because they're not. There's some very smart people out there that don't have a great education, but they don't really understand. They're listening to their party. They're listening to these sound bites, and they really don't get it. What their party stands for.
So, right. They really don't.
Okay. Trump and Pence. Let's talk a little bit about the two of them and what they're doing right now. You're watching, you know, you're on the inside. You're watching what's going on there at Trump Towers. You're seeing some of his choices. You do have some people at the right, on the right, screaming that he's not really putting some of the people on that they want, but I don't really care what the hard right wants. But the Democrats are squirming, you know, big time, because they think he's going way too conservative. What do you think about some of the picks and some of the people he's interviewing?
Well, he's interviewing all sorts of interesting people. I like interviewing Michelle Rhee, who was the educational commissioner or whatever in D.C.
I thought she was great, my friend. I thought she was really good.
And I hope they give her, if she'd like it, Secretary of Education. I think that would be good, because what she's advocating is a total reform of the public school system, especially in the inner cities, to give the parents a choice, which they don't have today, charter schools, yep, magnet schools, and anything to give these poor parents an alternative to get their kids out of poverty by being educated. So that's good. I don't know anything about Bannon. I've heard all this controversial stuff about the guy, but I don't know anything about him.
Mm-hmm.
Rice Priebus is White House chief of staff. Not a big deal. Doesn't matter. So far, as Jeff Sessions is attorney general, that might be a good one. And I think he'll be a powerful member inside the cabinet on other issues, where he'll be in the White House a lot and he'll get in Trump's ear and talk to him. So that's probably good. But we don't know the biggies, you know. We don't know the Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of Defense. Those are the big three. That's coming within a week, I would think. Clearly, he brought Romney in to talk about that. Whether they would hire him, I don't know.
I thought that was a great move. Whether they hire him or not, I really thought that was a great move. It shows, before I even heard it on TV, it shows that he's willing to, you know, put aside some of the things that happened and look for the best person for the job. Now, whether Romney's the best person for the job or not, I don't know. But at least it appears that he's looking. Agreed?
Yeah, I don't agree totally with your statement. I think your statement is assuming that he's doing this to listen to the best people, or it could just be window dressing, and he's going to pick somebody else anyway. We don't really know. The three names that have been associated with Secretary of State are now in reverse order: Romney, Giuliani, and John Bolton. And what we know about Trump, I just can't imagine he would pick John Bolton, who's been advocating bombing all over the Middle East all the time, preemptive bombing. And Trump always said he was against that. He was against the war in Iraq. And I don't think he'll want to repeat it. So So, yeah, we'll see. But I mean, he hasn't picked these people yet. We don't really know. He's interviewing a lot of people.
You're on the inside. I'm watching what's coming down. I'm surprised. Are you surprised that people like Alan West aren't at the top of some of his list for some of the defense positions?
Well, no, I'm not. Alan West is a secondary appointment if he gets anything. Right now, the Secretary of Defense is numero uno in the defense world, and there's got to be an understanding which goes on in the transition between these nominees, that the nominee for Secretary of Defense, for instance, does not pick his underlings without the Trump crew agreeing to them. But there's an undersecretary, there are deputy undersecretaries, there's assistant secretaries. They actually make the day-to-day policy of American foreign policy. And who's going to pick them? Is Trump going to pick them, or is the new SecDef going to pick them? We don't know, and we may never know, but that is being discussed every day in there, on every department. Secretary of State, Treasury, who's picking the underlings?
Interesting.
Because the underlings make the policy.
So how does he govern, John? I mean, how do you see him governing? Because he's not going to turn, people are like, in the first 100 days, look at all the stuff he's going to do. But he's not going to turn around the economy in the first 100 days. He's not going to turn around the jobs in the first 100 days. What does he need to do to keep people behind him, get people behind him to see these moving forward? I know it's a broad question, but...
The results of what he does in the first 100 days may take a year or two to start to be felt, but you got to do things. I would think, in no particular order, he needs to do a tax bill that will change the tax structure for the corporate income tax, bring back the $3.5 trillion, Joe, in American corporate profits that are sitting offshore. He's got to bring those back. That would be a tremendous injection of money into our economy in the private sector. So that would be good. He's got to address the wall and immigration right at the beginning. And biggest of all, he's got to repeal Obamacare and have something ready to roll to replace it. That is an ambitious agenda to have all that at the same time. And some of it will fail and some will succeed. That's what history tells us.
John, I got a quick break. I want to come back. I want to hold you over for a little bit. I got two more quick questions I got for you. Hang in with me. I'm Joe Mussina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. John LaBoutelier joins me. He'll be back with me in just a couple minutes.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
I don't know.
No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website. You can find stations, times, all of that, all the fun stuff. But I want to get back to my guest because I always have a good time when he's on, and I do learn a lot when he's with us. I got John LeBoutillier on with me. He's a former U.S. congressman, political commentator, conservative pundit, and author of a book called Harvard Hates America, which they prove on a monthly basis based on the stories that I do. Just amazing.
Monthly? How about daily?
Yeah, well, probably. I mean, I do these crazy college stories, and I'm thinking to myself, somebody needs to show up someday and say, okay, listen, you're on American soil, you're being paid by American tax dollars, yet you hate America. What we're gonna do is find a socialist nation that's willing to pay your salary for being here, because we're not doing it anymore. I wonder if the education system would change then. I don't know. Anyway. So... All right, the stuff I see, it's craziness. I tell people, why are you spending your money at these colleges? What are you doing? Anyway, don't get me worked up. You won't be able to say anything. So I'm just wondering what Trump is going to be able to get done. You know, he's got some pretty, for the old timers in the Republican Party, he's got some pretty radical ideas for them. I know the Dems are going to try to, I think I told you earlier, based on what I've seen all weekend long, the Dems are going to try to ride his coattails as if they pushed him into certain areas. And he's really going to have to be his own man and let people know that, isn't he?
Yep. But I think everybody knows it already. I mean, Trump has arrived as perhaps the most independent president. He owes nobody anything. He can do anything he wants for the time being. I predict to you, though, over time, Joe, he's going to have more trouble with the Republicans in Congress than he is with the Democrats. Because in the end, Trump is not a conservative, and he's not a Republican. And he never has been, and he doesn't really believe in anything. He's pretty inconsistent that way.
Really?
And he'll say something today, and tomorrow he'll deny ever saying it.
Are you concerned that could leak into his choices for Supreme Court and that kind of thing, or do you think he'll stay the course on some of those promises? I'm just curious.
I think he's got it. He put a list out of 21 people.
Right.
21 judges from which he said I would most likely pick for the next Supreme Court justice from that person. So from that list. And I think he probably will. And I think that's going to come in early, within the next few weeks. I don't rule out that he picks Ted Cruz for that.
Yeah, I don't either. Interesting enough, I got the same feeling this weekend. I was, when I didn't see him getting picked for cabinet places, I'm thinking to myself, okay, maybe they've done nice, and they're going to give him a shot at Supreme Court.
Right.
So, Paul Ryan's not a big fan of his either, as we all know. I thought it was
of who? Of Ted Cruz?
Of Donald Trump. Sorry.
Oh yeah, no, I know, but that's true.
Yeah.
But they'll get along for the time being because it's mutually advantageous. And Paul Ryan has agenda items that he wants to get done, and I think they'll get them done. I think he wants to do entitlement reform. That was to save Social Security and Medicare before they go broke. I think that's going to happen.
Right.
They're going to do some stuff. And Trump and the tax thing I mentioned, I think they want to do that. And then Trump has some stuff he wants to do, which we're going to find out, like this infrastructure rebuilding thing for $1 trillion, rebuilding airports, railroads, bridges, tunnels, and all that. He's going to be pushing that. And then there's the wall and immigration reform. And then there's the big enchilada, which is the landmine of all time, or the minefield of landmines of all time, which is what to do about Obamacare. If you're going to get rid of it, what are you going to replace it with? He's
right.
Pledged to do it. He's got to do it. He's never said what he's going to replace it with. He's promised something that last week on 60 Minutes, which is nigh on to impossible, which is I'm going to get rid of Obamacare. And I'm going to replace it with something that's much better health care for much less money. Now, that smells to me. I've learned in life, Joe, you pay for what you get.
Oh, yeah. And we've heard that before, right? It's going to be cheap. It's going to be the cost of your cell phone bill. And it'll be less for the doctor visits and less out of your pocket. Okay.
I wouldn't hold my breath if that'll ever happen.
Listen, I got news to you. John, I am, even though I'm a registered Republican, I'm a conservative, I'm a Christian, I don't trust any of these guys. I look at what Congress did, and when they went in there, and I wrote a piece in 2014, I said, we won, now what? I look at what they've done. There's nothing that I'm impressed. There's nothing that stands out, and I do this every day like you do, that our Republican Congress has done, stood up for, screamed about, that I'm excited with, if you would. The Hillary Clinton issue, okay, does he pursue it, or does he just kind of let it die a long, slow death?
He's going to let it die, and it is going to die, and the country needs to move on from the Clintons. We don't need them in the news anymore, and if you're President Trump, you don't want it in the news because it's a distraction from your agenda, so bad things going away.
Yeah, and you know, I've got some listeners that got pretty mad at me the other day, and I said, listen, here's the deal. If President Obama writes a blanket, if you would, pardon for them, what are you going to pursue? What are you going to chase? Are you just going to prove a point? That's not going to help us at all, is it?
Well, first of all, they're not going to pardon her if she didn't commit a crime and was convicted of it. Not going to do it. The email thing is not happening. The FBI's looked at it. It's not happening. The real issue is quid pro quo favors at the State Department.
Right.
And the Clintons are clever, so that even if they did get donations in return for doing favors, there's no way to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no written record, no tape-recorded conversation. I don't think there was even anything in these emails that they recovered that they could use to nail her on that. Even though we all know
yep.
that there were favors being done constantly in return for all this money.
Right.
Proving it beyond a shadow of a doubt is going to be very difficult.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. At some point in time, you go, look, enough is enough. Let's just move on. There's more serious people we need to fry out there. You look across the country and you see all these, I've been calling rioting. They're not protests, they're riots. So I've been calling all these rioting that you see going on across the country. And you hear them, what are they protesting? They're protesting, let me see, a constitutional process that we have used for hundreds of years, and they just simply don't like the outcome. Are these planned? Are these paid for in your mind, or is this just out and out ignorance?
Yes.
Oh, let me hear your thoughts on that.
I think that there were a lot of demonstrations for the last year, not recently, but early on when Trump started running and he was going around. There were all these. Remember these demonstrations where people showed up with Mexican flags?
Oh, yeah.
I never could understand, why are you bringing a Mexican flag to a rally in America? But anyway, I always thought those were all paid for by somebody like George Soros. Somebody was putting these guys up to it. Professional demonstrators.
Right.
And they're still doing it. They're still doing it. And it has no effect. And it's stupid. It's a waste of time. It's not going to have any effect on anything. Let Trump be president. Yeah. He won the election fair and square. If he screws it up, you can demonstrate to your heart's content. But let him have his honeymoon. He gets 6 months or whatever it is.
Right.
Leave him alone. Let's hope it works for the benefit of all America.
Well, aren't they proving his point? Aren't they? They kind of make the rest of us look good because you're saying, we've been saying all along, they don't want equality. They want control. And this is proving the point that the people on the far left want control. They're not really interested in what the American populace says.
They're so, they're so angry that with all the media control they have, that it didn't work. And they're beside themselves over it. They don't know what to do.
Hey, John, I'll share something with you that I haven't shared with many people. I was so mad when Obama won the second time. I was like, I couldn't believe that he won the second time. I got so upset. I got so teed off that I went to work the next morning. It was amazing.
Amazing.
Because life went on. It just went on, and there was nothing I could do to stop it, and it was the will of the people. And the bottom line was, as much as people may not like the Electoral College, my personal opinion, and I'm sure you're a lot smarter than I am on this stuff, is I think it gives everybody a fair voice. That's my personal belief when I break it down.
That's why it's done. Otherwise, four states could run the country.
Exactly, and people don't realize that, and it's not being taught that in that much detail in school anymore. John, thank you for your time. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me. Tell people where they can find your writings and find out more about you and see you and your two other buddies.
Well,
I really do enjoy that show.
Political Insiders, I think, will be back in a couple Sundays at 7:30 East Coast time on the Fox News Channel at night, live, 7:30 p.m. East Coast time. And you can read me at John LeBoot, one word, JohnLeBoot, johnLeBoot.com.
I tell you something, though, John, real quick before we go. I would hate to play poker with you guys, because if you watch that show from the outside, you guys have got great poker faces. I swear to God, I'd hate to be in a room with cards with you guys. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.